In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. English theologian N.T. Wright once wrote, "One of the many areas in which I possess near total incompetence is gardening." And I must admit, Dr. Wright and I have a lot in common in this area. I know about gardening. What I know about gardening and plants, you could put on the head of a pin and still have room to dance. Gardening just isn't my gift. I'm not certain about which kind of plants need sunshine to thrive and which kind of plants need shade to survive. I know the difference by definition of what an annual is and what a perennial is. But by just looking at them, I couldn't tell you the difference to save my life. And I'm not really certain when I should fertilize plants. I just kind of guess at it with varying results. So am I good at gardening? Not so much. But that doesn't mean I don't intellectually understand the fundamentals of gardening. For example, I know that once a bloom has blossomed and begun to fade, you have to pluck it off so that new blooms can grow. I understand that when leaves turn yellow on a plant, you have to remove them so that other healthy leaves can continue to grow. And I understand from time to time, you have to prune branches back. You have to get rid of the dead wood, so to speak, so that new life can emerge. It all comes down to new life, doesn't it? And that's the point Jesus is making in the gospel this morning. And he's using the metaphor of a vine and its branches to teach us that our lives of faith are intimately and indistinguishably intertwined with each other and with God and with Christ. So think of the metaphor this way. Jesus is the vine, the only true source and sustenance of life. We are the branches who receive life from our attachment to the vine. If we're removed from the vine, removed from Christ, our spiritual lives will wither and die. The fruit is God's love for us. And God, of course, is the vineyard owner, the vine grower, the pruner. The discernment of our fruitfulness falls solely to God. God prunes away the dead branches of our souls so that nothing will separate us from the love of God. But pruning vines isn't always an easy job. Have you ever looked closely at the branches on a vine? Have you ever tried to prune a vine? Well, either way, you know that both the dead and the good branches are completely intertwined with one another, and it's almost impossible to tell where one starts and the other ends. So following this metaphor, if the branches are so intertwined, how does God know which branches are deadwood and which branches simply need to be pruned so they can produce new growth? Well, the answer is given to us in a little five-letter word that is mentioned 8 times in this short gospel passage. Anybody know what that word is? Abide. Abide. In Greek, abide literally means to be in relationship or to be in communion. So when we hear Jesus say, "Abide in me as I abide in you," Jesus is inviting us to be in relationship, to be in communion with him as he is with us. And that does not mean we have this relationship in isolation from others. Our Christian relationships don't grow in isolation from the rest of the community, no more than branches grow in isolation from the vine. There's no such thing as a solitary Christian. We simply can't do it alone. Rather, like branches of the vine, we're intertwined with one another in a community of faith that proclaims Jesus as the one true vine who gives us life. Once we're intertwined in this relationship of community, we look at life through a different set of lenses from the rest of the world. We see Christ in all people, and that image of the living Christ tempers how we react and how we relate to our brothers and sisters. We see that we're called into a relationship of accountability with one another, into a relationship of mutual respect for one another. And in all we do it remembering that we are the branches of the one true vine. So this morning, when you come to receive the Holy Sacrament, think seriously about what you're receiving, and then allow that sacrament to renew your relationship with Christ. Let Christ abide in you. Let Christ be in relationship with you. Let Christ be in communion with you. For the truth is, God is always doing more in our lives than any of us are aware. We just have to let God do what God needs to do in us that will produce good fruit. And then take the time to notice what God has done and act on it. So while I may not know much about gardening and plants, I do know what Jesus is talking about this morning. I know about the gift of new life Christ is waiting to give all of us who are willingly falling into the intertwined world of branches, just waiting to be pruned, so that we can flourish in God's love and God's purpose for us in this life and in the next. Amen.